Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your weekend. Funeral for Montpelier to be held in Chelmsford on Saturday. A funeral for longtime Greater Sudbury City Council member Jerry Montpelier will be held Saturday, February 24, at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph Church, 3594 Errington Avenue. N. in Chelmsford. Visitation will be held at the Cooperative Funeral Home, 691 RR15, Chelmsford, today, Friday, February 23, from 2 to 5 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. The funeral arrangements were made public in Montpelier's obituary, in which thanks went out to the nursing staff at Health Sciences North for the care they provided. Also, thank you to Dr. Knight for her constant attention to Jermaine's health. In the obituary, Montpelier is described as an entrepreneur, automotive enthusiast, proud counselor of Ward 3, loving husband and father. His interest in motorsports began at a young age when he watched his uncles race their snowmobiles, according to the obituary, which credits Montpelier as being heavily involved in car shows and numerous motorsports in the years that followed. Read the full story. To host by-elections or appoint members. Sudbury Council to decide. It has been a tragic month for Greater Sudbury City Council. After being reported missing a few weeks earlier, Ward 2 Count. Michael Vignini was located dead on February 13. Ward 3 Count. Jerry Montpelier died at Health Sciences North on February 21. While tributes pour in for both men, the question of who will fill their seats must also come up. Work at the City of Greater Sudbury continues, with decisions affecting residents of Ward 2 and Ward 3 being made all the time. In an addendum to the February 27 City Council meeting, a report has been tabled by City Solicitor and Clerk Eric LaBelle on how these vacancies might be filled. Following legislation laid out in the Provincial Municipal Act and Municipal Elections Act, the city's elected officials must declare both Ward 2 and Ward 3 vacant at one of their next two City Council meetings. The February 27 meeting is the first of the two, meaning City Council will have the option of deferring a decision to their subsequent meeting, tentatively slated for March 19. Read the full story. Cambrian College will hike tuition by 5% if province allows it. In the event that Premier Doug Ford changes his mind and allows post-secondary schools in Ontario to increase domestic tuition fees, Cambrian College's Board of Governors has approved a 5% tuition hike for these students. In the meantime, though, 2024-25 tuition fees for domestic students will remain frozen at Cambrian College. The college's Board of Governors approved proposed 2024-2025 tuition and ancillary fees at their February 22 meeting. Domestic tuition has been frozen for 5 years, and continues to be frozen, said Derek Serafini, Cambrian College's registrar, who presented a report on the subject to board members. You're receiving a motion to make that in the event that the ministry lifts the tuition freeze, that we be allowed to increase by up to 5%. The 5% derives directly from the Blue Ribbon Panel report that came out this fall, suggesting that colleges be permitted to increase tuition. The Blue Ribbon Panel Serafini was referring to was created by the province in response to the 2021-22 insolvency at Sudbury's own Laurentian University, and examined the financial sustainability of Ontario's post-secondary sector. Read the full story. GSPS sees 194 grams of cocaine, $6,000 in cash, during arrest. Police seized 194 grams of suspected cocaine and $6,000 in cash following the arrest of a 39-year-old Greater Toronto Area man on February 17. Greater Sudbury Police Service issued a media release about the incident on February 23. In this release, they note that detectives from the GSPS Drug Enforcement Unit conducted an investigation regarding an individual from the Greater Toronto Area who was believed to be trafficking illicit drugs in Greater Sudbury. Police arrested the 39-year-old suspect on drug charges. Read the full story. Yes Theatre invites kids to take part in upcoming camps. Exploration and fun are the key words for Yes Theatre's upcoming PA Day and March Break theatre camps for youth ages 8 to 12. Three full-day PA Day theatre camps will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the following dates: Friday, March 8, Monday, April 8th and Monday, June 10th. The instructor for the PA Day Theater Camps will be Kaylin Coles, who has also led several summer camps in drama and musical theater. Enrollment is limited to 20 students per camp. Parents may register their children for more than one PA Day camp. Payments will be collected for one camp at a time. The March Break Theater Camp runs from Monday, March 11th to Friday, March 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. An informal presentation for invited family members and friends will be held on Friday at 3:30 p.m. This comprehensive all-arts experience offers a varied week of drama and arts, from acting and movement to visual art. The program includes collaborative activities and games designed to build imagination, confidence, and creative expression. Read the full story.